Well, up and down the stairs we went, in the gray of a winter that wouldn't end. An old black dog, bad hips and a cough. Some days we'd have to carry him the last flight up. Flashback to April of 01. I got him from the pound when he was young, and my ex-wife was there as I put him in the car. But he was always mine right from the start. Through the years he kept me in line. When things were tough he was there all the time. Now he's gray and can't hear a thing, but I'll carry him up those stairs again and again. Do we say goodbye when we have the chance to write the last words of a precious life? Oh, well, how do we know when to say goodbye? My grandpa's 92 or 93. He's been in a home a couple years at least. My grandma's there too, but just since the fall. And I visit once a week, and my sister tries to call. Lately he's been having trouble with his food. Can't see the plate, can barely chew. So they've blended up and they give him a straw. And he does his best, I guess, like he's done for so long. He loved opera and books and he pulled for the Sox. Now he can't really think and can barely talk. And I sit with him and every Thursday in this little room, and we listen to the radio play. Well, how do we say goodbye when we have the chance to write the last words of a precious life? Oh, well, how do we know when to say goodbye? My grandma's down the hall in a different place. She got sick last year, but she's okay. She saves me cans of lemon lime pop, and I'd only drink them, but I won't tell her to stop. We look out a window and remember the time growing up in the city when her mom died. She was only six and it was just the start. And she talks about Chicago with so much love in her heart. Riding the streetcars and walking to school, and dancing at the Aragon and swimming in pools. We sort through her pictures and she tells me who's who. And I've seen them all before, but each time I learn something new. How do we say goodbye when we have the chance to write the last words of a precious life? Well, how do we know when to say goodbye? Met my wife in a skyscraper. I looked like Jesus and smiled at her. We were separated 2 months at the time, still wearing a ring and riding look alive. I sat by her at drinks that night, and something wrapped my heart up tight. Cut to 2010 and the 10th of July, and in front of friends and family, she became my wife. We live a good life and work real hard, and through our grief and come real far. Love her like nothing I know in my heart, and I'd do anything to keep her from my dark. I'm younger than her and never mattered much. Maybe once in a while with the usual stuff. When planning our future, we think of a time when one of us might leave the other behind. Sure she'll go before me, but my other grandpa didn't even make 50, and nothing is promised, not even today. So I pray for the grace to grow